a water speaker.
Okay. And if you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put in so that you can, you know, carry them out to the car?
Well, they put in a bag.
And what would you call a large bag, or maybe loosely woven cloth, that maybe you'd get 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes, a big loosely woven cloth bag?
When we used to call some of them croaker sacks.
Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that you hold your mouth and blow on?
Oh, now they call them, we call them a harp, but they call them harmonica now.
It used to be harp, though. Now, okay. And what about one that's made out of metal and you put it in your teeth?
Oh, you're talking about a juice harp.
Okay. And what do you call a piece of playground equipment that is a long board and a child sits on each end, is balanced in the middle and goes like that?
We would call that a seesaw.
And what about a homemade one that goes around this way?
Merry-go-round.
And a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes or razor, straight razor.
Well, we used to call it a whip rock.
Okay, now I need to ask you to tell me a little bit about, do you remember much about wood fences, sir? I'd like for you to draw or tell me and let me draw shapes of whichever ones you remember. You ever help build them?
No, but I've seen them all.
Okay, tell me about some wood fences, then I'll start drawing.
The rail fence.
Yeah.
That they would split trees. And no, they would cut small trees and cut a little some out of them.
Not
so they could fasten them together.
Right. That was the ones that went like this then. And the notch was cut in there?
And the end.
Uh-huh. Oh, and the end.
See, they didn't use any nails.
Right. And they just piled them up.
Uh-huh.
And they made a notch and then they went on up like
as high as you wanted, maybe about 4 or 5 high.
Okay, that's a rail fence then. Remember any other kind?
Oh, let's see, rail fence. Well, of course, the wire fence, of course, that was bolt wire.
Right, that's a metal.
Metal.
Okay, I'll put it down here. And that's just one that's nailed on the post,
on
right?
The post.
Okay, remember the other kind made with wood?
Well, there's a paneling fence.
Okay.
They would have a post.
Okay.
Two posts, all right.
Okay.
Just like that. And they would have a long piece from one post to the other, and at the bottom and top.
Okay, like that.
Like that. All right, then they would, have them pieces, cover in it.
Okay, in here. Okay, and they called that a paneling fence?
Paneling fence.
Was that more likely used around a house or a garden, or was that?
Well, that was more used around the house, and some farmers have them now around the barn, but they're paneling around the long ways instead of stepping down.
Now they go like this. But they still call it that, you think, they're saying?
I think so.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Okay, what about, what about if you have too many people spending the night at your house and you don't have enough beds, you make a bed on the floor, you call that a
padded.